The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has a jar of peanut butter, and he's not afraid to use it. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Welcome back. I continue talking to Pat Boone. The new book is If. Now, this is a great book to give to anybody you know. I would say the prime candidate, anybody old enough to know the career of Pat Boone in its heyday. If that person is asking questions about God, say, hey, here's what Pat Boone has to say on the subject, and give them this book, If. Now, Pat, you were just telling us an amazing story that I guess it must have been in the late 60s. Your daughter, who became famous in her own right, Debbie Boone, she her teacher was recommending this book by Eldridge Cleaver, who was a very, very radical Marxist, leftist, black activist who went to prison. I can't remember, was it rape and murder? I mean, it was really, really a hard story.
A filthy, foul. Yeah, and in his book, he recounted his dreams and fantasies about black men with white women and white men with black women recounting all these fantasies. And this teacher wanted his teenage students to read this book, and I said, they're not going to do it. My daughter's not going to do it. I said, why do you want him to teach? Well, they need to understand the culture they're growing up in. And I said, well, I am going to take tape, and I'm going to tape off all these passages. I let her read the parts of the book that have to do somehow with his political thoughts, but she's not going to read the rest of that. And he thought that was really foolish. My daughter, as I say, Debbie, was embarrassed. He asked her, thinking he'd play his ace card, what do you think, Debbie, about it? She said, well, I think I could read it. It wouldn't hurt me. No, she had a very wise answer. She said, you know, I'm having trouble with math and history, and I to have to cope with these things right now, I'd rather not have to think about those things yet in my life. And that shut him down at that moment. Now,
but that's amazing, because you hear teachers doing this kind of stuff today. You're talking 50 years ago. 50 years ago, this was going on. I mean, that's amazing.
But here's what happened. Eldridge Cleaver was converted and became a Christian when he was in prison.
Yes, he was.
And he wrote another book before he knew he would ever get out of prison called Soul on Fire.
So the first book, Soul on Ice, that was the big one. He becomes a Christian. He writes a book, Soul on Fire. How amazing that Eldridge Cleaver, my goodness, became a Christian.
And we had him over for dinner. It was what I wanted to tell you. We had Eldridge Cleaver for dinner, and I asked him to ask the blessing on our food, which he did. And then when I told him the story about Debbie and the book, he said to her, Debbie, your dad was very smart. You shouldn't have been reading that book. I shouldn't have written that book. And so, I mean, the capper to the story is that God,
amazing.
For my sake, let me have the author of that book. If Debbie was ever embarrassed about Daddy protecting her from reading the book, the author eventually said, your dad was right. I shouldn't have written that book.
That is seriously amazing. That is just amazing that he became a Christian believer. It's extraordinary. You've seen this through your whole life as well, how people oftentimes at the end of their lives, they finally come to their senses. He was not at the end of his life, but they come to their senses at the end of their lives. They've had Hollywood careers, and so many of them, Mickey Rooney, of course, I assume you knew him.
Oh, yeah, very well, yeah. And his wife, and we made some appearances together, And he was very, very vocal. I mean, almost, I would cringe a little bit because he was so open about it, as was Joanne Flug. She was the actress in MASH, who Hot Lips Houlihan, and then she became a friend of ours and a prayer partner with Shirley, and she asked me to baptize her in our pool, and I did. And then she went on Johnny Carson's show, and he loved her. She was so effervescent and you know, garrulous and fun and pretty and sexy looking. And she told him on the show, Shirley and I were watching from my beds, "Don't do that, don't, Joanne." But she said, "You know, I was just baptized in Pat Boone's pool, and when I came up out of the water, I felt like I'd swallowed the sun." And Johnny didn't know how to react to that. He said, "I was baptized when I was a kid. Say it's time for a commercial, Freddie."
Yeah.
The producer, and he went away to a commercial, and she was never on the show again.
Well, of course.
Because that's not smart to talk about those things.
But you know what, Pat? She did, you know, you could argue that she did the right thing, because how many millions of Americans heard her say that and just said, "What?"
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. But so many people.
But she never was on the show again. I mean, it was. Yeah. The point is that it's. That's not expedient to be that outspoken about your faith in this community, even right. then, much less now.
Oh, I know that. No, I know that. I know that. But it's just interesting. But I mean, just the fact that. What's that?
I said, nobody can hurt me now. It's too late.
Well, Johnny Carson's long gone, so I don't think he's going to have you on the show. That's a great Johnny Carson death joke. Do you know this joke? This was Johnny Carson. He said that, you know, we just got a report that, coroners say that after death, your hair and your fingernails continue to grow, but the phone calls tend to taper off. Thank you. You've been a great audience. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's just amazing to me to think how many people in Hollywood come to faith and then they sort of disappear. Betty Hutton was a huge a Christian at the end of her life. So many Hollywood stars, but you don't hear about them at that point because they've had their heyday.
There's a book I'd love to recommend, two books actually. One you can get, it's called Return of the Gods by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn.
We've had him on this program talking about that book, you bet.
And everybody should read that book about what's happening to our society today. But the other is Voices from the Edge of Eternity. And it's an older book, but I think it's still, you can still find it. It is the recorded several hundred deathbed statements by all kinds of people, famous people from every walk of life, and the deathbed utterances. And it's uncanny how many people who were evil and non-religious and bad doers in their lives cry out, "Oh, the fire, it's awful." And they're screaming at what they're seeing in their dying moments. Whereas people who've lived very good lives uniformly say, "Look, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's the angels or the... They talk about the light at the end of the tunnel.
I have heard this many, many times.
From the very edge of eternity, glimpses into what's ahead. And we all ought to be. I've read that book through a number of times, The Voices from the Edge of Eternity, well, because we're all going there.
We've only got another minute to talk about your book. But your book is about all these things we're talking about. The title is If, two letters, one word, If, The Eternal Choice We All Must Make by Pat Boone. Pat, you've been evangelistic your whole life. You've been open about your faith your whole life. You've been known for being a man of faith your whole life, but somehow you were tolerated in a way that people like Joanne Flug and others were not once they made their profession of faith.
Yeah, it was known from the beginning. It was not news that I was a church going guy, a family guy, because I was a teen idol when all that was happening. And I just carried all that persona right into it. Even when I did, of course, I got kicked off Christian TV when I did the heavy metal album.
Wow, that's Patton. More. That's in more recent times, and they were that. Was, yeah. That's the dumbest thing. It's not even worth discussing. It is so stupid. It's unbelievable. Don't even get me started. That was so much. That's because you've just got a wonderful sense of humor, and you just want to have fun, and that's part of the joy of who you are and who God made you to be. We're out of time, but I just want to say, Pat, it's just a joy always to speak with you. Congratulations on the book. Ladies and gentlemen, the title is If, The Eternal Choice We All Must Make by Pat Boone. Pat, my friend, thank you so much.
Hey, listen, thank you so much, Eric. Not everybody's going to do this for me, but I think God will bless you for doing this, because this is something he wants done.
I'm already blessed. Thank you, sir. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, so you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This year, this new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call them at 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Folks, I told you that I would have as my guest Voddy Baucham. Some of you know him. He wrote a really important book called Fault Lines. He is the Dean of the School of Divinity at African Christian University in Zambia. Voddy, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you. Always good to spend time and hang out with you.
You're a voice of hope and clarity for a lot of people that are looking for hope and clarity, specifically with regard to the crazy woke agenda, critical race theory. The reason you're on this program today is because you are doing something called the Black Conservative Christian Summit. This is in Chicago. So I want to talk about that. What are the dates of that?
24 and 25 of March.
So that's coming right up here in Chicago. Yeah. I love the fact that you're going to Chicago.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it's not bone chilling cold, but Chicago is an important place to be.
I thought this was going to be isn't this an indoor event, Vody?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's Chicago. Yeah. It's cold.
I think it might be heated. You'll be good.
Yeah.
Who else will be at this event?
I know Larry Elder's there. I think Colonel West is there. I think Chad's there from Uncle Tom too. There are a number of people there. Several people that I haven't even met yet who are going to be there. People that I'm excited to be able to meet for the first time. But there's a good lineup.
Well, I know the theme of the conference, and again, this is the Black Conservative Christian Summit, March 24th, 25th in Chicago. But if you were the only person there, it'd be worth going to. But to hear that Colonel West would be there, Larry Elder and others, I know the theme is how to fix Black America. And it's almost funny because you know and I know that the answer is very simple. Some people have been brave enough to be bringing it up, like Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan in the mid-60s was talking about. This was a liberal senator from New York who saw the breakdown of the Black family is at the heart of what is destroying Black communities. And in over 50 years, we are still getting the Marxist nonsense. It's gotten worse. You have been one of the very brave voices speaking against it. Let me ask you a question. For those in my audience who are not familiar with you, not familiar with your book, Fault Lines, if you had to sum up just what is the problem with critical race theory in a nutshell, why? I mean, I know that it is not the answer. I know that it's wrong. Yeah. It's messed up. But in a nutshell, for people who don't get it, they're confused. What do you say to them?
First of all, it's an ideology that is rooted in a lie. Secondly, it's an ideology that has as its core a false sense of what humanity is and what humanity is about. Critical race theory, cultural Marxism is built on the idea that the world is made up of oppressors and the people that they oppress. It views everything through this lens. It gives this sort of simplistic answer to every problem that we have, which means at the end of the day, it erases personal responsibility, and it also erases those biblical answers that we have to issues that we face. So, you know, for those reasons, among a whole host of others, it is a really pernicious ideology.
Well, what do you make of the idea that you've got a lot of white evangelical pastors either bowing to critical race theory or letting it into their churches? What do you think is going on there? Is that just stupid white guilt and ignorance of what they're actually dealing with? I cannot for the life of me fathom that they would open the door to something that you know and I know is pernicious.
Yeah, there is a great deal of this stupid white guilt going on for sure. But what's interesting about that is now people are walking that back, right? You know, in 2020, 2021, there were a lot of people opening the door to these ideologies. A lot of those folks now are walking that back, but they're walking it back without acknowledging it. They're walking it back without saying, hey, that episode was unfortunate. That episode was wrong. Now they're trying to act like they were never on the wrong side of this issue and hope that people, you know, don't go back and look at the tape. Because it's bankrupt. This ideology is morally bankrupt. It's philosophically bankrupt. It's intellectually bankrupt. And it was never something that was sustainable. So it's interesting to see people walk away from it, or people just walking further into it and further away from Christianity altogether.
Well, I wrote a book called Letter to the American Church, where I really believe I'm trying to call the church to repentance, to understand that if we do not speak with super clarity on all of these issues and address them, we're abdicating the role God has given us as the church. And this is a classic example where when we're following the culture rather than leading the culture or being countercultural, we become part of the problem. And I make the comparison to Germany under the Nazis. The German church did exactly what a lot of the evangelical church is doing in America today, exactly the same thing. And the results were about as disastrous as you can imagine. And it's funny because even as I was hearing you talk, it's sort of like at the heart of it all is this thing called courage. Courage is not optional. Courage is not extra credit Christianity. You have to understand when you're in a fight, when you're being attacked, and you have to stand courageously against it. And that to me is when, you know, when we're talking about, you know, white guilt, it's cowardice. It's a lack of ability to say, excuse me, that's not right. And I'm going to stand against it. It's easier just to, you know, it's kind of like easier to pay the mafia than to try to stand against them. You just say, I don't want any trouble. You know, here's your pound of flesh. Here's your 30%. That's kind of what white corporate America is doing by opening the door to the diversity craziness. But the horror is that this is what the church is also not standing against. It's just amazing to me.
But it's worse, though. It's worse than that because people are being harmed. It's one thing to say, you know, I'm not going to stand against this or whatever, right? That kind of cowardice. It's another thing to say there is an answer. We have the answer. We have a duty and an obligation to share the answer, but we're not going to share the answer. We're going to watch your plight get worse while we, you know, break our arm, patting ourselves on the back for being such good white folks. That's even worse. That's worse than cowardice.
Well, it's certainly patronizing also. I know in the last few chapters of the Bible, it talks about who's going to be cast into the lake of fire. It says the cowardly. And it's just chilling to me that the church has lost that vision that we're supposed to stand. Christians were eaten by animals in the first century. The church has always been called to self-sacrificial courage because we have the secret idea that we know God has defeated death. And so I guess the question is, what do you see where you go? Do you see people waking up to this? Do you see people responding to your message?
Yeah, I most assuredly do. People are tired. People are fed up. And people also see that whatever is being sold, whatever is being pushed, these neo-Marxist ideas, these woke ideas, that they just don't have merit. So I'm excited about the fact that people are open to the gospel in interesting ways today. You know, this summit, this Black conservative, you know, summit, for me to be invited and to be invited as, you know, a Christian pastor to this summit. I'm not being invited as a politician or as a political figure. I'm being invited as a pastor because there's a recognition of the fact that there is this spiritual component that is not being addressed and that needs to be addressed. So, you know, I think there's in many ways an open door here, and I'm excited about that. It also makes me a bit nervous because in one sense, it feels kind of like a last chance. You know, it feels like we're going over the cliff.
And you know why that is? I can tell you why it feels like the last chance. Do you want to know why?
Tell me.
It is definitely the last chance. Yeah. If people don't wake up now, listen, we got to keep it real. If people don't wake up now, people don't repent now, it is game over. Ladies and gentlemen, you will reap a whirlwind. You cannot dream of the evil that you are opening the door to if you do not stand now. We'll be right back with Vody Balcom.
And the loud sound that seemed to fight came back like a slow voice on a wave of fight. That were no DJ.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating
pain? I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey there, folks. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference in these families today. A meal-for-meal match means that your one-time gift of $144, that's the meal-for-meal match, your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggle to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now. Would you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families by going to metaxastalk.com and click on the red send food banner? You can also text the keyword Eric to 91999. You'll get a link to make your life-saving gift. Text Eric to 91999. Or to give your gift by phone, call the toll-free number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Vodi Baucom, who is going to be at this Black Conservative Christian Summit in Chicago, March 24th, 25th. And the theme of it is how to fix Black America. Also at the conference will be Shelby Steele. These people are legends. Bob Woodson, Alveda King. We mentioned a few others, but I guess, Vodi, even that term, how to fix Black America, let's be honest, Black America is broken because for more than 50 years, starting with LBJ, basically, it has been subject to big government intrusion that has destroyed Black families, destroyed everything that ever could help Black America. But what you're saying and what I think is true is that things are bad enough in America and in Black America that people are willing to look at other ideas.
Yeah. And the great thing about the conference, you know, it's how to fix Black America with a strike through on Black. Right. Because we need to fix America, not just Black America.
Yes.
And that's really the whole point, is the same things that are necessary for addressing and fixing the plight of Black Americans are the things that are necessary for addressing, correcting, and fixing the plight of all Americans. You brought up the idea of fatherlessness, and it's a huge problem, and we know that it's a huge problem in Black America, with over 70% of Black children being born out of wedlock. But it's a huge and growing problem in America as a whole. And as I said earlier, you know, when we look at issues and only paint with that one brush, that sort of Marxist oppressor oppressed brush, then you begin to look at problems like incarceration rates and dropout rates and, you know, violence and crime and all these sort of things. And if your only answer is oppression and racism, then you're not paying attention to the fact that we know that fatherlessness, for example, contributes to these things, right? And that's something that we need to be not just aware of, but that's something that we need to be calling out. That's something that we need to be screaming in the streets about. And that's something that we need to be calling men accountable on, and women as well, you know, on this issue, rather than just pointing the finger, you know, at, you know, some nebulous idea of the oppressor who's causing these things to happen.
Well, look, at the heart of Christianity is we're supposed to understand, I am my own worst oppressor. I need to repent. I am the problem. So when you want to point the finger at somebody, which is what atheist Marxists do, it makes the problem worse because it is not identifying the actual problem, the actual oppressor. It's creating a scapegoat, and round we go. And you are quite right.
And then we don't call out real oppression. And then when we see real oppression, we don't call it out. You know, for example, as you said, I'm a dean at the African Christian University in Lusaka in Zambia. I've lived in South Central Africa for the last almost 8 years. And it amazes me how people want to talk about, you know, white colonizers and white oppressors and this, that, and the other. But you never hear them, for example, talk about female genital mutilation or women being basically sold as child brides. I mean, these are real things that are happening. But we're not hearing about that. We're hearing about these other ideas that are about power. They're about transferring power. They're about me speaking up in a way that will cause people to give me positions, to give me power, to give me prestige that I haven't earned and that don't require me to really do anything in regard to real oppression.
Well, again, things are so bad in the world today and in America. It is astonishing to me that things have to get this bad before people wake up. But as you were saying before, I think and I say often, things are so bad that there are people waking up. We've given some of these ideas long enough to play themselves out to say, hey, guess what? These are total failures. These are a joke. Yeah. These are destroying lives. Wherever you look, lives are being destroyed. So I want to say again, if people want to go to this conference, it's a Black Conservative Christian Summit. And I neglected to say the theme says how to fix Black America. And yes, the word Black is struck out because it is about fixing America. These are ideas that transcend race, as most good ideas tend to do. Real solutions transcend, merely race-based solutions. And this problem has now gone all over the United States. This idea, it's basically, again, we have to be clear. These are Marxist ideas. They're dead ideas. They're wrong ideas. They have been, we've given them enough time. They've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. And if you're not part of the solution standing up against these ideas, ladies and gentlemen, then you really are part of the problem. And it falls to the church principally to stand against these things. I just want to be clear, church, it is up to us to be brave and to stand against these things. So we'll be right back. But again, we're talking to Voddie Baucham. His book, check it out. It's called Fault Lines. We'll be right back.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Folks, welcome back. I have the joy and the privilege of speaking to Voddie Baucham, who has just emerged as a very hopeful, courageous voice in the midst of the madness in which we find ourselves, particularly with regard to this demonic idea, and I say demonic in the negative sense, called critical race theory. Absolute garbage. But you know what, Voddie? We have had people that I have revered over the years, people like Tim Keller, who have said, oh, I think people should, you know, get their hands, read everything they can about critical race theory. And I thought, are you kidding me? That's like saying if get your hands on all the pornography you can so you can understand, so you can really understand what it's about. I thought that's just bad pastoral advice. People should not be reading about critical race theory. It's going to confuse them. It's going to lead them away from the truth of the matter. They need leadership to help explain to them why this is terrible. They don't need to get their hands on reading books about white fragility or whatever it is. What, you know, all of this stuff is, to my mind, it's the fault of the church, which is why I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church. God looks to his church to have no excuse for being courageous, standing up for truth against these lies. And you've been one of those voices that has been within the church standing up against this madness.
You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, warned Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that the time was coming when people will not endure sound doctrine. But instead, you know, they would gather teachers in accordance with their own desires. They'd turn away from following the truth and turn aside to following myths. And we're seeing that. What we've seen in the last few years is a fulfillment of that warning that the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy. And he told Timothy, you know, but you be sober-minded, you endure hardship, and you do the work of an evangelist. And that's our response here. Our response, number one, is to be sober-minded. We have to evaluate these things from a biblical perspective. We have to think about these things from a biblical perspective, from a logical perspective. We have to endure hardship. People calling us names and canceling us and doing whatever it is that people do, and then do the work of an evangelist, which means that we don't back down from the truth of the gospel, because at the end of the day, that is our only hope. And so, again, this is not something that we ought to be surprised by, afraid of, and it's not something that ought to catch us off guard. We've been forewarned, and we're forearmed.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because we're having attacks on everything. And what I always say is that ultimately all of this, the wokeness, whether it's critical race theory, the transgender madness, the idea that borders are optional. I mean, all of these insane ideas are an attack on
borders.
God
are optional, but you still lock your door at night, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the point, is that these ideas are at war with reality. They're at war with God. They're at war with nature's God and with the laws of reality. So this is not even a Christian thing. This is the thing about truth and reality, which are invented by God and which point back to him. And you're seeing it on every front. You're being told to believe insane things, that who's to say what a man or a woman is. Anyone with any modicum of common sense, you don't need to be a Christian. You say there's something wrong with that. There's something going on. What is going on? And what's going on is a demonic attack under the guise of these, you know, ideologies, critical race theory, critical theory, transgender. I mean, where did these ideas come from? Why are they being shoved down our throats right now? I sometimes think many non-Christians are much better at understanding the lunacy of it, but they're looking for the church to lead. And many in the church have not been leading, which is why I'm so proud of you and the folks that will be at the Black Conservative Summit and others who have been standing and pushing back against the madness, because this is madness.
Yeah, and I think it's important also for the people that you've named to be the ones who are speaking up on this issue. It's interesting, regardless of who you are, you get, you know, dismissed out of hand, but it's a little bit harder. And I say just a little bit, to dismiss Shelby Steele and Alveda King and myself, just saying that we're racist, right? Don't listen to them because they're racist. And in fact, it exposes one of the weaknesses of this ideology, because this ideology says elevate Black voices, listen to Black voices. And then when our Black voices are elevated, people say, no, 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 not those voices. Which is quite interesting, because now all of a sudden you have white people who are saying that you need to listen to white voices because, right, they have the power and they need to sit down and be quiet. But at the same time, they're exercising that same power to say that this white Black voice is okay and that Black voice is not okay, which, again, takes you right back to the same place. These people are just, they're not to be listened to. They're not to be trusted. They're not to be believed. So I think it's important that the voices that are speaking at the summit are the ones that are speaking. And it'll be very interesting to watch, not whether or not we're dismissed, because we will be, but watch the ways in which we're dismissed, because they have to be more creative when the speakers are Black.
Well, you mentioned Shelby Steele, Alveda King, Bob Woodson. We've had him on this program many times. What a hero. What an amazing man. But you're quite right. If you're a Black man or woman in this country who's not saying what the woke people think you should be saying, they will denounce you as an Uncle Tom. Obviously, our friend Larry Elder made a film, Uncle Tom, and then the most recent one, the sequel, Uncle Tom 2. That's the irony. But again, we're talking about people who are at war with God's reality. They do not like the idea, even of logic. When you fight them with logic, they say, oh, that's a patriarchal construction. That's white colonial thinking. They'll say anything. It's like the demon that doesn't want to be cast out. It will say anything it needs to say to get you to leave it alone. Because we're dealing with spiritual forces, dark forces. We're at a time. Listen, Vodi Baucom, we love you. We are grateful for you, for your book, Fault Lines. The Black Conservative Christian Summit is in Chicago, March 24th, 25th. You need to check it out. Vodi, God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Our love is a lie, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table.
Hey there, folks. Hope you're enjoying today's crazy special show. I've been in North Carolina. Albin,
yes.
That's often where I am. If you ever want to know, I'm in North Carolina. I spoke last night. I spoke on my book, Is Atheism Dead? Normally, I'm speaking on a letter to the American church. Wherever I go, I'm speaking letter to the American church. Last night I spoke on Is Atheism Dead? And I got two things to say. Several people came up to me in the book signing line and said, thank you for putting this in your newsletter. Because I get your newsletter, I'm here tonight. I drove like from an hour or two away. Amazing. So if you're not signed up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, I'm traveling all around the country. We try to keep you updated. Socrates in the City events, wherever I'm going to be, please sign up for my newsletter. And speaking of Is Atheism Dead, because I don't get to talk about that as often. So last night I'm talking about the archaeology chapters in there. And I keep saying to the crowds that I'm talking about, I can't wait to go back to Israel. Writing this book just made me flip out over wanting to get back to actually see what I'm writing about in the book, Is Atheism Dead? So I've mentioned a few times, I'm going to Israel next year, at least once, I may have to go back twice because we want to film a TV streaming TV series based on Is Atheism Dead? In which case I'm gonna have to go to the sites and film it and whatever. But anyway, if you're interested in going to Israel, and why wouldn't you be, of all the places you could visit where Jesus walked, that would be the one. You can go to a website. It's holyland.israel.travel. We recommend that you go to holyland.israel.travel. It will reinvigorate your faith. I think most of us need that in more ways than one, but that's something you can do that would be fun and beautiful. Another thing you can do that would be fun and beautiful is you could help us out in our campaign with Food for the Poor. There are starving kids who depend genuinely on your generosity. We do a campaign once a year, and this is sort of a big deal because most of us, even going through hard times, are relatively blessed. There are kids and families in Central America. That's where Food for the Poor is focused on right now. In Central America, they're starving. We do this campaign because we believe it is our job to do what we can for folks who are suffering like this. And it's just an unmitigated good. It's a beautiful thing. The only question is how, where. That's why we teed it up for you. Food for the Poor, they're as reputable as it gets. They're an amazing Christian organization. There's a number of ways you can give. And I hope everyone listening will feel compelled to do something, a little thing, whatever you can do. A few dollars helps. If you can give $72, that feeds two children for an entire year. This is how Food for the Poor leverages our funds. That's why I'm pushing everyone to give something, because they leverage it so far that it's amazing. I want to hear Food for the Poor's CEO, Ed Rainey. We have a clip. Let's play that.
We work in 20 countries in the Caribbean and Latin America, and people who have no other resources except the incredible generosity of typically Americans who, you know, time and time again, you know, really just give from the bottom of their heart and through their love for thy neighbor. And so this is a faith-based organization, and through our church networks in all these countries, we're able to get the aid to where it needs to be.
Okay, so you can text the word ERIC to 91999. Text the word ERIC to 91999. The easiest thing is go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner. We genuinely need your help. We need your help. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. We're behind. If you want to call, you can call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We need your help, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you as you give. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.